To get off the ground. Bob, bring us up to date on what's really going on, not what we're being lied to about by the controlled media.
Well, I think the first thing is whether we're going to have what is euphemistically called QE3. We made an announcement a year ago, May, that we'd have QE2 and Stimulus 2. And also QE3. I never mentioned Stimulus 3 because I knew there was trouble coming on the budget. And the mode that they're in right now, I don't think you're going to get too much money out of Congress. They're presently fighting over whether they're going to have an extension of the short-term debt limit, which we should have gotten a month ago. And is that going to happen? I don't know. But if it does happen, then we will have a QE3. I think it will have to be bigger than what we've seen in QE2. QE2 is somewhere about $900 billion to $1.7 trillion. We can never get the true figures because they just can't seem to tell the truth. And we know that they bought 80% of the treasuries. So 80% of the treasuries would bring them in over $900 billion. And so, on the other hand, if there's no extension on August the 2nd or before, all this amounts of money that they're looking for, I understand is $14.3 trillion to $16.3 trillion, approximately. And we'll find that out as we get closer.
But, of course,
but if
basic.
They don't get it,
go ahead.
They're probably going to have to continue to fund by taking money that's supposed to go into the pension plan for federal employees.
Hold that thought.
And we'll continue to do that.
Well, Bob is suggesting that the government is supposed to put a certain amount aside for the funding of the federal pension funds. In other words, the
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That would give them $6 trillion if they could take over both the IRAs and the 401ks and the federal pension funds. That would give them an additional $12 trillion and give them a fair length of time to continue squandering the money. But, of course, basically it would be replaced. And it would tell everybody, look, you don't have to worry about this. This is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. The trouble is that the United States government doesn't have any credit, it doesn't have any money, it has massive debts, and Sheila Bair, who headed the FDIC for a long time, many years, always said, look, it doesn't matter that we don't have any money in our trust fund, the FDIC trust fund is broke, because the banks don't have to worry and the depositors don't have to worry. It's all backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. I do notice that Sheila Bair is resigning from her position. Either that she's resigned or she's going to be resigning from her position. I suspect she doesn't have any faith in the faith and credit in the United States government, knowing full well that it is not only fiscally but morally bankrupt. Right ahead, Bob. Bring us up to date what's going on. I noticed that you'd commented that over in Greece, they'd raised the retirement age from 50 to 70, and that actually that cut the welfare benefits some 30 or 40%, or I guess it was the living standards down 30 or 40%. What's happening in Greece? Is that really, are those figures accurate?
They are, and they're not enough to satisfy the bankers in Europe. And unlike in Portugal and Ireland, where they're not asking for collateral, they're asking for collateral in Greece. And the opposition party, Mr. Samos, says, well, how could you do that? Why don't you ask them for collateral? And, of course, the European Union and the bankers, which are the royal families of Europe, and the IMF, they want this collateral. And I see today that supposedly 10% of a telecommunications company that is owned by the Greeks is going to be sold by the Germans, but the comment to the Germans. But the comment I get is they want to pay 5 cents on the dollar, which I can understand why they'd want to do something like that, because the Greeks are in a very untenable position. But anyway, the demonstrations that they've had. This, I guess, is the 13th day in a row. They're running about 150,000 people. And there's only 3 million people in the entire surrounding area. And probably something in the order of 2 million people in and around Athens. So that's a substantial amount of people every day. And they said that the rallies on Sunday were about 80,000. I've got figures of upwards of 1 million from people who are on the scene. So the people are very upset that they're being stuck in the way that they are on the things that are owned by the Greek government, which are the Greek people. And they want to collateralize with the ports, the islands, future mineral rights, all the airfields, the airline, not only telecommunications, but water, gas, transportation. It would be buses and trains. And I'm sure I left something else. They'll probably want to transfer the Pantheon to downtown Frankfurt, for all we know. I mean, these people are monsters. And I think what the Greeks should do is overthrow their government. And that's the answer for them. And that could very well happen. Because the military is not with the government.
I was surprised you commented that the military is on the side of the people, and they're very unhappy with because suddenly what's going on. They realize, of course, that the bankers are simply ripping them off, and their leader Papandreou suddenly is going right along with the whole international agenda at the expense of the people. So the people are furious. Now, what's going to happen to all these people who are already retired at 50? Is it just the new people retiring? Going to have to wait until they're 70? Or what are they going to do as far as the people who are already retired?
Well, their benefits would be cut probably by one-third, I would guess, because these salaries are being cut 30 to 40%. And you know, when you look at that, and that's not enough, I mean, what are these people supposed to do? And trying to do it in 1 year, if you have a cutback of that magnitude, that means that the revenues coming into the government are going to fall precipitously, and they're going to have less ability to pay the money that they need to pay in order to keep this game going. And at the same time, if they don't meet the criteria, what then happens next is that the bankers come in and take over all of these different things that have been put up as collateral. And they know that they can't make these payments, even if they cut back another third. And the amount of money that's owed is colossal. It can't be paid in 50 to 100 years. And the interest alone would devour them. And what are they looking at right now? 15% interest on a bond instead of like 4.5% or 5%?
Well, I thought they were already paying, or the Greeks were already paying something phenomenal for interest rates. In other words, it boosted the interest rates up. Well, what are the interest rates running at the present time in Greece? In other words, a government wants to borrow money to try to keep running?
Well, I get up as high as 17.5%. It's come back.
I see, okay. But they got up to 17% interest rate. Now, imagine what that would do to the United States if we're paying 2 or 3%, and, because we're putting out a couple of about $200 billion a year interest on our national debt. Imagine, of course, you quadruple that, which I think is going to happen down the line. You'd be putting out almost $8 trillion a year just to pay interest on the national debt. And at that point, the whole system begins to break down. Because at a certain point, you go 20, 30 years down the line, all the money that comes out in the way of government income goes to pay interest on the national debt. And now it'll never get that bad. They're going to have to do something before then. But this is what they're forecasting for the future, isn't it, Bob?
That's right. And I think there's a good possibility that an election could be called. Putting that kind of collateral up would legally make the whole situation have to be approved either through referendum or through a vote in the House of Representatives and the Senate. And I can't pronounce those Greek names for that, so anyway, you know what it is. And the constitutional scholars in Greece who have been asked their opinion all say the same thing. It has to be approved, particularly by the House of Representatives, and they don't have the votes to do that. They're probably about 20 short between the two parties, and I expect that there will be some that will leave Papandreou's party and join the other side. So there's probably a difference of 30 or more. And interestingly, the congressmen, when they leave the House of Representatives presently, they have to be guarded by the police because people are running around with ropes with nooses on them. And when they get home, though, to their districts, they get attacked there and beaten. And these are the things that don't make it into the newspaper. And the reason I know that is we have a number of subscribers in Greece, and they're feeding us all this information, which you don't see on television in the United States or in Europe, for that matter. And so we haven't seen the end of this episode yet.
Well, how the, basically, then, the Greek debt situation has not been ratified, then. It's still up in the air. Or the Greek government has agreed to it, but the people haven't, or legislature hasn't. What's the real status at the present time?
Well, the man who runs the country, George Papandreou, he seems to think that he can do anything he wants and go right ahead and tell the Greek people to take a hike. And he can't do that. And this all has to be approved, and it's not going to be. So the fight has just really begun.
Our guest is, of course, Bob Chapman of the International Broadcaster. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why is Greek important? Because the United States has almost the same problem here. I mean, basically, we're having to borrow certainly well over a trillion, $1.2, $1.4 trillion every year just to pay our debts. Go right ahead, Bob.
So this affects not only the bankers in Europe, but also the other members of the European Union and members of...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Their own electoral districts because they're afraid that the people will stone them, beat them, or kill them. The whole structure of society is beginning to break down. The military is siding with the people against, of course, the government, which is under the control of the bankers and the Bilderbergs, just like our government is under control of the bankers and the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger, CFR complex, the sort of ABC there, Trilateral, Bilderbergers, CFR. And basically people have to understand that Greece is a long way from being out of trouble, but the United States is just entering that period of sorrows. You can't spend your way out of debt, and this is exactly what they're doing. 40 cents of every dollar the American government spends today is borrowed. Who are they borrowing it from? Well, they're borrowing it. Oh, they put their T-bills out. Well, the truth of the matter is, most of it is being borrowed from our own government, or at least from the Federal Reserve System. So Bob says about 80% of the government debt is being bought by our own Federal Reserve. It's all smoke and mirrors, but eventually, of course, the smoke and mirrors gets cleared up. Somebody gets the fog off the mirrors. You can barely see what's happening. America is, of course, giving away about $36 billion in foreign aid every year, giving it to other countries so they can have stable nations over there. Where's the money coming from? Well, we're borrowing the money so we can give it away. We're spending about $750 billion a year on our military and the war, unnecessary wars over in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We still have over 50,000 troops there. Of course, they're not really troops. They're non-combat troops. You know, they're not real soldiers. Because they do have rifles and they're trained to kill people, but they're non-combat troops, so you don't have to worry. And then of course, we're spending about $700 billion on Medicare and Medicaid, and another $700 billion on Social Security. I mean, and all the rest of the money that the federal government puts out is borrowed money. And you can't spend your way into prosperity, at least not for any period of time. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Bob. Well, but certainly the employment statistics are coming in. They don't look that good, Bob, but with all the money they're spending, why the unemployment keeps going back up again. The gross domestic product, they tell us, you know, is looking pretty good. But if you figure that they're using phony figures on inflation, and they say there really isn't any significant inflation, you'd have inflation-corrected GDP. Why, it looks to me like we're actually falling behind. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's no question about that. They want to do away with entitlements, or at least part of them. And we don't know where that's going to go. I know that their first effort to cut Medicare was unsuccessful. I don't know where they're going to go with all this, because we're not being told what stage that the members of the House are at in relation to what can be or what will be cut. And the Republicans are saying, well, if you want to extend this deficit from 14.3 to $16.3 trillion, then you've got to make substantial cuts over the next 10 years. And the Democrats are saying, no, we don't want to do that. And I don't know that they're any closer now than they were before, but the things that they want to cut in a big way are Medicare and Social Security. And these are programs that people have paid into. It's not an entitlement as such.
Well, certainly it's not an entitlement, because they've already spent the money. I mean, it basically, it's a Ponzi scheme. Funded
well,
by the
true.
People are coming in, and that money goes out. They're all Ponzi scheme. The whole thing is a Ponzi scheme. I mean, certainly the best thing you could do with Medicare would be to certainly issue a voucher to anybody, of course, who will take it and buy their own health insurance, and the people who cannot get it, they're going to die, unless we can, of course, return responsibility for health care to the local community, where they can be actually take care of the people who are really indigent. But once, of course, federal government determines how medicine will be practiced, they will determine who lives and who dies. They're really good at talking about offing granny. They know what they're doing. At least if you have your own health care, you'll determine whether you're one of those who's allowed to die.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the whole house fluoride removal system, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the whole house water fluoride removal system and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
We have Frank calling from Salinas, and Frank wanted to know about the IRAs. What was your question about the IRAs and pension funds?
If a person had stocks in your IRA and stock mutual funds in your IRA, and the government said we're going to give you, you know, 6% instead of, would they force you to sell your stocks and your mutual funds that are in your IRA?
No, I don't think they do that. I just think they'll take them all over and issue these government guarantees. And they're not going to throw all the stocks and bonds into the market. But what they could do is use them as collateral against debt issuance. And that's probably what I think they do. And I think they would slowly feed the securities that are in those 401ks and IRAs into the market. In the case of gold shares, silver shares, as well as coins and bullion that are in accounts, I would think that that would be sold right away, trying to force the price down. I've told people that the legislation exists, and there's another bill in the Senate as well, which would keep people from going into their 401ks a multiplicity of times. In other words, you'd be able to go in once or twice to get funds out. They have two groups of people who are presently taking funds out in the form of loans. If they don't still work for the company, they can liquidate their 401k because they've already been fired or have already quit. And that money is hitting the market, so to speak. On the other hand, there are people who are deliberately borrowing against it, and in many, many cases, they're buying gold and silver-related assets. And the government wants to stop both of them because the government wants the contents of those 401ks for themselves. And so we'll see which way it goes, if any way at all. I mean, there's no guarantee they're going to go after them.
So if you had an IRA, you could actually have the government buying and selling things that you have in your IRA.
Yes, but after they were removed from your custody, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
But that is their intention. That program was put together starting in 1994 by the Rockefeller Foundation and has been carried forward by the New School. And the New School is a communist organization. It's been that way for a long, long time. And why that was chosen as the vehicle to push this kind of legislation remains to be seen. But as you probably are aware, communism and the different forms of Marxism and socialism and fascism were all put into operation by these same people. And that's a whole other story in regard to the history of these isms and how they were put together.
And, of course, basically these concepts are to undermine our constitutional guarantee of limited government And to actually, help the people. We want to centralize all power with government and give them more control over the lives of the people, but always in the name of helping the people. And what we're really doing, of course, is centralizing control of the people of great hands, of people of great wealth, which is why they support socialism, why they finance the socialism and communism throughout the world, and they are subversives. And I'm talking about the Rockefeller Foundation. I'm talking about the Ford Foundation. I'm talking about the Carnegie Foundation. And anybody who doubts that needs to read the book written in 1958 by Rennie Warmser called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. We've kept that in print for, the last 20 years. Foundations, Their Power and Influence, a vitally important book. We recommend it to you. Hey, Frank, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for your program.
God bless. And let's go to Joe calling from New Jersey. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go to Joe, Bob, I want to tell our listeners how they can contact you and subscribe to the International Forecaster, because, ladies and gentlemen, you need this information today. Go right ahead.
The forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturday by email. It runs around 40 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. Everything you need to know is in that publication every week. Get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International forecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. Intforecaster.com. If you'd like to ask a question, and we answer everyone, or if you'd like to get a copy, or if you'd like a copy of our latest recommendations of gold and silver shares, you can email us. That address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. Or for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, let's go to Joe from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are you doing? You have a question?
Fine. How are you, Dr. Stan and Bob? Nice talking with you fellas again. I hope I'm able to phrase this particular question to you, Bob, properly, because I'm really calling on behalf of a girl friend of mine, and she basically is investing in Iraqi dinar currency. And I told her, that I would call in and get your take on this, and as well as I would like to know something about how this whole economic thing will unfold, since our country is so in debt, and the best way, I guess, to get out of this is to hyperinflate, and then that would mean a revaluation of currencies, and how would that affect the dinar? So that's basically what I'm trying to phrase here. I don't know if you are able to get what I'm trying to find out here, but I'm trying my best anyway.
Well, very simply, there are people who for the last 8 years have been telling people in the United States that the Iraqi dinar is going to be revalued, and it hasn't happened. Each month they have a new story. What's going on and what's going to happen with the dinar. And I've received some pretty nasty letters from people who are selling this dinar. The Iraqi government is controlled by the United States government. And Mr. Karzai, who is running that government, has very little to say about what goes on. His brother is a major purveyor of narcotics. He's a criminal. And by my way of thinking, the president of the country, or whatever he's called, is a criminal as well. I think it's a scam. I don't think it's ever going to happen. And the government is no closer to agreement to anything than they were before. And so I don't see any revaluation of the dinar coming. And I think these people who are buying it in the United States are going to get fleeced out of their money.
And I think that you should not be speculating at this time. If you do, you're probably going to end up losing it. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, well, okay, that basically answers my request for this girl on this particular Iraqi currency. Here's my other thought now. Since I've heard you on occasions, Bob, say that what will eventually happen, since we have such a huge unfunded liabilities and we are so in debt, that the only way our country could possibly satisfy or get out from under this burden of debt is to hyperinflate, and then this way here they would be paying off the debt with cheaper money, and then that would solve that, and then after that would happen, if that's supposedly the way it goes, then wouldn't there be a revaluing of all the currencies in the world, and then we would start out with a new particular system of economics?
Well, that's the way I've described it in the past, and that would be a larger meeting would be held, and actuaries would decide the revaluation and devaluation of currency against currency. At the same time, there would be a multilateral devaluation or default of currencies. And I believe that the U.S. debt to those to whom they owe would be cut by two-thirds. In other words, anybody who had U.S. treasuries would lose two-thirds of their investment and probably be issued a new treasury certificate. And against some currencies, the stronger ones, the dollar might be devalued by two-thirds. And then the question arises, well, would the dollar remain the world reserve currency? And we don't know that. They talk about using an SDR, special drawing right from the IMF, or which cannot be backed by gold, incidentally, unless they were to change the rules. And then the next thing, would it be a combination of currencies? Well, we don't know that. We don't know exactly what they're going to use. But my belief is that anything that they do use would have to be backed by gold.
Okay.
And it's in everybody's best interest to do that.
Okay, Joe, anything else you want to ask?
Well, okay, but it seems like to me that they would never be able to go back to a system of fiat currencies, because this one is failing as we speak, and there would have to be some kind of value backed up with any kind of currency.
And that, of course, is what money is. It's something of inherent value. It's not something you make out of thin air, which is what a fiat currency is. Hey, thanks much for calling.
Okay,
let's go to Carol, who's calling us from Spokane. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no instance in all history where a nation has gone on to a fiat currency where that currency hasn't eventually been destroyed. And we have a fiat currency. Our Constitution specifically prohibits this sort of thing. But then, of course, the elite who run America said they have benefited tremendously from the fiat currency, and they don't care what the Constitution says. In fact, most Americans don't even understand the Constitution, although it's a very, very short document, and it's very, very clear that our founding fathers already knew what happened when you had a fiat currency, that knew what had happened in France in the early 1700s under John Law, and simply they knew what had happened in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome, and that is why they wanted a gold-backed currency, and that is why the elite who control America do not want a gold-backed currency, because they know it will lead to disaster and the destruction of our society. Carol, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan and Bob. Regarding Social Security again, I know that, I don't know when it happened, but the 65 went to 66, correct, on the age?
Actually, 66 also, and a half.
Has it actually gone there yet now, Bob? Is it?
Absolutely.
Okay, fine.
It went there 3 or 4 years ago.
And my question is, I will be 62 in 11 months, and as far as I knew, 62, you could still draw early. Is that still in place?
Yes, it is. And
do you see anything changing there?
Anything can change.
Yeah.
We just don't know what they've got in store for us. They do what they want to do.
Well, and is that a situation where, since I have 11 months, do they go back a few years and start from there? Or if they decided that, would I just be stuck for working another year or two when they change it? Since I'm so close.
I just can't answer the question. At the moment, you can retire at 62. The difference between the two payouts are like the difference between, we'll say, $1,300 and $1,000 per month into the future. And so you take a haircut on the total amount at, say, 66 and a half, which is the age right now.
Yeah, I'm just not counting my breath, holding my breath on any of it. So I'm not totally counting on it, but it sure would be nice. Well, that was all I had to say, and thank you.
Good night, Carol. Thank you. Well, I telephoned 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, 40 cents of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed money, and yet we're giving money away to countries throughout the world. We're borrowing money so we can give it away. Why are we doing that? Because, of course, the financial and military power of the United States is being used to bring about a one-world dictatorship, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, and ultimately to destroy Christianity and have a one-world religion. When you understand that, you understand why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why, of course, our religious leaders have refused to speak out and point out that there was a secret society that controlled the Supreme Court. The Masons controlled the Supreme Court at that time. They worship a different God. This is all a manifestation of the Gnosticism, which is the prevalent religion in Washington, D.C. Look up Gnosticism. Our guest has been Bob Chapman. And, of course, Bob will be with us hopefully next week, both the afternoon and the evening program. And I apologize to him for not having him on this afternoon. We really wish it had you on. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is no way out of the current mess we're in. No way. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think in the limelight here over the next little while.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Buy the debt to keep the economy going. Basically, of course, the quantitative easing is simply pouring massive amounts of money into the economy. They bought somewhere between 600 billion, $900 billion worth of bonds. But remember, we also had the Obama stimulus. So that was another $860 billion. So you're talking pretty close to, $1.76 trillion. And what have we got for it? Why, we've got higher unemployment. Oh, we've got certainly higher inflation. We've got a failing GDP. If you correct it for inflation, we're in real trouble. Well, we hope many of you want to get some of the books we have. Certainly, we have an excellent book by Thomas Wood called Meltdown. Meltdown. Thomas Wood talks about the financial crisis we're in today, what should be done. We carry another book by Thomas Wood entitled A Rollback. Just goes into this whole concept of where we are, and what we need to do is get back to our Constitution. And because the American people were willing to sell their birthright for the promise of a utopia, government's going to provide for you from the cradle to the grave. Don't listen to these naysayers. Government can provide your health care. And, of course, it'll be usual and customary fees for the doctors. Private health care for all, no regulation. The doctor can do what's best for you. Ladies and gentlemen, now they're talking about Off and Grammy, and now they've also got the death panels in place. They were in the stimulus bill, and as of the year 2012, any doctor who dares to treat a patient in their best interests, rather than going along with what the system in Washington, D.C., the first time he faces a fine of $50,000, the second time he goes to prison. Is that the system that you really want to be in? Do you want Dr. Obama to determine what sort of health care you get? Remember, he has appointed all these czars. What are the czars? They're the rulers, the secret rulers of our country. Totally unconstitutional.
But these people don't believe in the Constitution. It's all about the rule of the elite. Well, please get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get my talks. And now, of course, we have The Dark Secret available on DVD. My talk on The Dark Secret, my talk on The Forbidden Secret, or just The Secret. It all goes into what's really going on behind the scenes. There's syllabuses with The Forbidden Secret, syllabuses with The Dark Secret, no syllabus simply with The Secret, but of course the story is there. And you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We got a great new 4-CD set, The Return of the Giants. There are 4 interviews with Barry Shamus about what happened in Israel between 1988 and 1999. When there were a number of supernatural manifestations, and people saw the giants. They, of course, stepped in their footsteps. They took pictures of the footsteps, and of course, Barry was doing the investigative reporting at that time. He even wrote a book about it called The Return of the Giants, but a great 4-CD set, and of course, we have the great new 4-CD set on the Illuminati, Part 1. Part 2, there's 4 CDs in each one. You need to have this information. You need to know there really are secret societies. The Illuminati was simply one of them. A modern-day manifestation of the ancient secret societies and mystery religions, pointing to the point where we are today. And what was the purpose of the Illuminati? To break down all existing governments, to create a one-world government, a destroy existing religion, create a world religion, and that's exactly what's going on today. And what's then the tie-in between the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove? And you certainly want to get this 4-tape set, because you get our 4-tape or CD sets on the Bohemian Grove and on Skull and Bones. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamus. And we're going to be talking about a recent scandal over in Israel. I should point out that the United States has sanctions against companies that trade with Iran. And, of course, that's all part of this whole scam of Iran's the enemy. People have forgotten it was the CIA, American intelligence agencies, that brought the radical Ayatollahs to power back in 1969. But they figured that the American people are so dumb, they don't remember. It was the CIA that toppled the Shah of Iran in 1953 and brought Mossadegh, relieved Mossadegh of power and put the Shah in power in 1979. The CIA toppled the Shah and brought the Ayatollahs to power. They'd been financing them. They put them in power. The hostage crisis was as phony as a $3 bill. Suddenly they could have got the hostages any time. They didn't want the hostages. In fact, it wasn't until the very morning when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated the new president, and it was a raining morning that day, and everybody was in Washington, D.C. with their umbrellas, that just before Ronald Reagan moved down to the podium to be sworn in as president, why the skies separated, the sun came out. The announcement was made that on this very day, the wicked Iranians had decided to release the American hostages. Perfect timing, the sun came out, everybody's clothing dried out, and we were in a due dawn, because they didn't tell you that Ronald Reagan had over 270 or 250 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in his administration. You've never heard, because you, of course, haven't read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry, that David Rockefeller chortles in his memoirs. How even Ronald Reagan had to invite the members of the Trilateral Commission to have dinner in the White House. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Go up on the Internet, just type in your search engine, U.S. rewards the countries trading with Iran, and you'll find out that the article of New York Times just last year pointing out that the government had rewarded, I don't know how many companies there were, the companies that had were trading with Iran. They were doing this by going to Dubai, and then Dubai was trading with Iran, taking their products into Iran. They were giving them $175 billion worth of benefits. Nothing as it appears to be. So they say one thing, they do the other, and the average American, he just doesn't understand. Well, with us is Barry Sammers. Hi, Barry, how are we doing?
I'm fine. That was a good intro.
Will you go ahead and pick up the story, because your story is a lot more...
I'm amazed it got through. It's such a local story, but it's very significant. But I'm going to try again.
You can go right ahead.
Oh, I hear music.
That's all right. Basically, this is the story about a very wealthy Israeli. I believe his company is situated in America, but I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar company. This fellow is one of the richest men in Israel, and of course, he had been trading with Iran, and of course, a violation of the American sanctions. And, of course, this is against American law, but also it would be against, theoretically, the interests of Israel. And yet, well, I think you'll be fascinated. As Barry develops this story, because he's a wonderful, wonderful storyteller, and you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Barry Sammers. Barry, you go right ahead.
Yeah, you skipped the punchline. The guy died just as he was being investigated in Israel. Now, he was not a young man, okay? But nonetheless, the timing has a lot of people asking what Sammy Ofer, that's his name, Sammy Ofer, was caught in America. The U.S. State Department blacklisted his company last week. This is a really new story, and let's just say this. He's the richest man in Israel, or certainly said to be the richest man in Israel with his brother. He's worth something like $6.3 billion, but that's not the real story. The story we want to talk about is him selling all kinds of stuff to Iran, including an oil tanker, which I found. You know, they couldn't find... Maybe the sanctions are working and they have no way to buy another oil tanker except underground, but, he was blacklisted and a commission of inquiry, a televised commission of inquiry was opened up in Israel just, four days ago, let's say. The point is, the hearings begin, and Carmel, I hate being in names that people don't know about. It confuses people. But the chairwoman, chairman was Carmel Shammah HaCohen, and he starts the meeting on live TV, and everyone in Israel is apparently watching this. It's great. Political drama in Israel, but not a minute into the hearing, he gets a note, and closes it, just shuts off the hearing, turns white, shuts off the hearing, and that's that. And then Shamak Cohen says that the issue is much more complex and touchy than the average imagination can handle. And that's why he shut down the public hearings. Now, look, this guy is really tied to Netanyahu, and the potential for Netanyahu being, well, just shown as a hypocrite, or at the least as a hypocrite, is pretty enormous, and he refuses to speculate at all about what Samuel Fear did to get blacklisted by the U.S. State Department.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and here's this gentleman. He's almost 90 years old. He's an Israeli citizen, and, of course, he's the richest man in Israel. He's got $6 billion. He's into oil tankers, and somehow or other he's trading with Iran, and whether it was an oil tanker or what it was, I don't know. But he is then, of course, cited by the American government for trading with Iran. And then they're going to have hearings over in Israel about this, you know, this richest man in Israel, he's Jewish, of course, he's supposedly trading with Iran, you know, in violation of not only American law, but of course of the interests of Israel. I mean, you certainly wouldn't want somebody trading with Iran when they're the sworn enemy of Israel, and the head of the country over there, Ahmadinejad's always saying, you know, we got to kill the Jews and the great state in America. So then all of a sudden there are hearings over there, and in the middle of the hearings, they're suddenly discontinued. And then this gentleman just ups and dies, you know. He's not hearing about it over here, but everybody in Israel is scratching their head and say, first, why is this man, you know, trading with Iran? Why did they cancel the hearings? And then why did he just up and die just exactly, you know, before we get to the bottom of it? And now, of course, it's all moot. Nobody's going to want to look into it. After all, he's dead, but maybe we need to look into it. What was he really doing trading with Iran? He didn't need the money. He's a multi-billionaire. But you pick up the story, Barry.
Well, now you've got people forced to make their own guesses. And high people, even. Meir Dagan, he was once the head of the Mossad. Let's put it this way. He said the Israeli government is not likely to have been involved in this. It's more of an espionage secret. And he quotes that there was an assassination in Dubai last year, and they used one of Ofer's ships to get the person from Dubai back to Israel. Look, all of this is guesswork. What is not guesswork is the blacklisting, the concluded hearing in 1 second. You know, one little note later, the whole hearing shuts down. But most seriously, come on, why did he die? You know, he could have waited a month or something. He died just as the hearings began, basically. Now, if we're talking about Israel doing something that the people, well, let's just say it, the people would not have approved of this, all right? That's putting it mildly. But
The people wouldn't have approved of this guy, you know, actually trading with Iran. They didn't care what the Americans said. Here is an Israeli trading with Iran, this foreign enemy of Israel, and so why is he doing it? Why is he being why are the hearings on this canceled? And, of course, the fellow heading the hearings in Israel says, well, this is just too sensitive. It's almost as if they're trying to conceal the truth from the Israeli people, so pick up the story.
Almost. They've concealed it perfectly. There will be no hearing. There will be no public truth. That part is over. But the same thing. Now, I'm going to bring this up, and I think it's the same thing. Now, we're going to get to the States and Syria very shortly, but this was a week where Israel... Look, Yom Nakba is Revenge Day. It's the 5th of June when the Six-Day War broke out yesterday, and the Arabs had these amazing plans to swamp Israel with Arabs and take it over. And as they did a month ago, but a month ago, less than a month ago, the Syrians got into the Golan Heights. They somehow walked through a minefield, started protesting in town. They really did succeed in just walking into Israel. Now this time Israel, and I think it was more than just Israel, but a lot of Lebanon just didn't let anyone get near the border, and where it happened before, it only happened in Syria this time. It wasn't an all-out walk into Israel campaign from Gaza, and, like it was a couple of weeks ago. It was just the Syrians, apparently. Nonetheless, actually, they didn't succeed. Israel stood on its side of the border with loudspeakers and told them that anyone who crosses the border illegally is in danger. What happened is they shot 20 Syrians to death, wounded hundreds, apparently. I don't know about these Arabs. They just walk into ridiculously dangerous situations at home and abroad, but they were warned. And it turned into a massacre of Syrians wanting to illegally cross into Israel. Now, the Syrian government had to have allowed this, but the Syrian people, nobody walks in. You're warned, you're going to get shot, stay away, and you still keep on marching. That is a human trait that I can't explain very well. But I'm bringing this up because Syria and the United States have a very different relationship than what is being publicized. Now, I have an old friend, Eric Klein, worked with me on a few stories in Israel. I like the guy. He was a very nice guy. And he's turning out to be courageous over time. But he was very, very cautious when I knew him. And now he's getting a little less cautious, I must say. But he wrote something also this week that I think should be spread around a little bit. Well, the United States is condemning Assad, Bashar Assad, and saying, well, they haven't used the words he must go. They're using the words he must bring in reform. And, you know, when they want a leader to stay, they say he's just got to add a few more reforms and it'll go back to the way it used to be. And that's what America's saying, essentially. But what we don't know, now we know that America is not attacking Bashar Assad like they're attacking Muammar Gaddafi. We're well aware that there aren't planes trying to hunt him down like Gaddafi. So somehow he's got to be a better dictator than Gaddafi in some way. Now, this is where Klein came in. And I trust his contacts. He did a really good job in making contacts. And he learned that the Obama administration hired the infamous Dennis Ross. If you don't know who he is, I'm not going to go through it, but he has been working behind Israel's back he's Jewish, too, since the Clinton administration. Well, he is now exchanging messages with President Bashar Assad. Now, they're holding discussions. Now, first of all, well, we'll get to Iran in one second. I mean, Syria is Iran's closest friend. When you're talking Syria, you're talking Iran. Now, America's through the back door talking to Iran. Now, I'm not going to dive into it, but you can't have a better friend if you're Iran, than Syria. Now, what Ross has been telling people is that Syria has, I would say, warned them that they have a vast chemical weapons arsenal. Now, what that means is we'll use it on Israel. That's the only reason for the warning that I can come up with, that we're going to dump it all in Israel if you don't take us into consideration. Now, it turns out that the United States is using, well, it's Israel again. They're promising Syria that they'll get Israel off the Golan Heights. Stick with us and we'll get them out of there. And, well, that just fits perfectly with what's been going on. I mean, that's probably the exact words that Ross told Assad is, we'll get to the Golan Heights. Now, we have to remember, that regime may not stand for another week. It has a, it's got the people hating it. There is no security in making an alliance with Syria. But for Israel to give back the Golan Heights to a Syrian regime that may or may not survive for another week or a month, and Obama is pushing this.
In fact, it may be in the hands of the Iranians in another month. It's alliance certainly between Syria and Iran, and then, of course, if Syria falls, why, Iran will really be the dominant force there. Basically, I think people don't understand that in Syria you have a small number of Shia Muslims, and small number of Shias, and then you have a lot of Sunnis. And basically, of course, my thought is that if that regime falls, why, it'll be the Sunnis will kill off the Shias, won't they?
Well, actually, in Syria, it's not run by Sunnis or Shias. It's a separate sect completely running Syria.
Okay, fine.
They're Alawis. It's a different thing.
All right.
But neither here nor there, the real issue is that Assad is a partner of Iran and a sponsor of Hamas.
Okay.
And what is the American government doing negotiating with him?
Well, let me tell you who Dennis Ross is. He's a longtime member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only about 78 of them. He's a right of the State Department put there because he's a member of the Trilateral Commission carrying out their programs. And now one American in 1,000 realizes that is behind the scenes. We'll be right back. Well, Barry, you go right ahead, because obviously Dennis Ross is carrying out.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Come out with a report that says that the United States government secretly worked behind the scenes through a man named Dennis Ross, who is actually working to transfer control of the Golan Heights to Syria. Now, if you've ever been to Israel, you realize that this is a series of mountains that overlook the Sea of Galilee. And, of course, if you turn that over to Syria, why, the Sea of Galilee, the whole northern part of Israel there, is indefensible. If they have their people up there shooting down at you, you're in real trouble. They took that back during the 67 war, a tremendous...
They took it. It wasn't exactly taken back. It was...
Well, they took it, all right. Yes. No ticket, but anyway, of course, the thing is, why would people in the American government be working against the best interests of Israel? I mean, after all, everybody believes that the Jewish lobby controls Washington, D.C., whereas nothing could be further from the truth. And those of you who heard our program the other day with John Loftus on his book, The Secret War Against the Jews. And of course, John is certainly an Irish Catholic, you know. He's not a Jewish, but he is certainly believes that there is a conspiracy against Israel working at the highest levels of our government. And he himself had a security clearance three levels above top secret. And of course, he's writing about things that have taken place in the past, but you need to get that book, The Secret War Against the Jews, because it plays right into what Barry's talking about. There are people in Washington, D.C. who are doing everything they can, without the knowledge of the American people, to betray Israel. Go ahead, pick the story up, Barry.
Yeah, I know, John. We've met, and I'm not going to be a gossip. I'm just going to go on.
All right, fine. You go ahead.
I'm just going to go on. Well, he did appear in Israel, and a lot of people came out to hear him speak and so forth. But let's go to what is going on right now, which, again, you work it out. You figure out what is going on from what I'm going to tell you next. Now, there was a G8 meeting in France this week. Whether you know it or not, there was. And, well, the Western governments pledged $40 billion to the newly democratic nations in North Africa, in other words, Egypt and Tunisia. Now, we know that NATO is bombing the heck out of Libya, and the reasons are still very unclear. We don't know if you get anything better by killing Gaddafi. In fact, I would put money down, if I had money, that you're going to get a worse government from these rebels.
And I think that that's really sort of important, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly right now we're waiting to see what's going to happen in Egypt and Tunisia when they hold their elections. I think it's going to be far worse than it was before. I really believe the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic sect, is going to take control of Egypt and Tunisia, and I hope and pray I'm wrong. But if Gaddafi falls, I mean, Gaddafi was not the greatest guy in the world at all. But at least, he was a devil you knew. We get rid of Gaddafi, I suspect the Muslim Brotherhood will take over there. And country after country is falling under their influence. Over there is Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and Sunia. They're all moving into the radical Islamic camp, so why are we toppling Gaddafi and spending a lot of money to overthrow him? And you know, just to bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power. It doesn't make any sense if you look at it logically. There must be another agenda. Go ahead.
Why are they giving $40 billion to Egypt and Tunisia? Look, it's not like the Arabs are short of cash. You know, the OPEC nations, well, they earned almost $1 trillion last year. The OPEC nations earned $833 billion. That's earned last year. It wouldn't kill them to give $40 billion to Egypt and Tunisia if they wanted to.
Well, they'll lend us the money so we can do it. That's about the way it works. You know, we give them the money for oil, and they take the money, and they buy our bonds, and so so that's how we get the money to give it to Egypt and Tunisia. It doesn't make any sense. Why in heaven's name are we going out and borrowing money so we can give money away? Well, of course, unless perhaps there are people in Washington, D.C. who want to bankrupt our nation and who do have a different agenda, because they want to make sure that we install the radical Islamic regimes in those countries. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Sammies. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Well, Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, first of all, if you think this $40 billion is going to improve their economy, it's to keep them from starving, especially in the case of Egypt, which really has a month worth of rice and about 4 months worth of wheat, and no money to buy it. The world market is very expensive. They can't afford it. This gives them food money for a while. We have to, well, we should ask, and I could theorize about this, why, oh, why are the G8 and NATO getting so involved in North Africa suddenly? It's not to foster democracy. Money can't buy democracy. There are questions that are not being answered about all this, but this is money buys control. It buys dependence. It buys all kinds of things. It doesn't buy prosperity for the people. That's not what this is all about. And as for their own people, Europe is in big trouble. You've got Greece and Spain and Portugal and Ireland. These countries are all bankrupt. And they're giving, why don't they give them to their own countries? Why are they giving them to North Africa? These are questions. I'm not even going to delve into the possibilities here, but they're not good. If anyone has an imagination, you and you take this seriously, have a discussion with your friends, and you figure out what's going on right now with Europe and North Africa. But there is a war going on, and Egypt is still at war because there's been no change. They expected automatic change and jobs and prosperity. They didn't get it, so you're getting more and more unrest. But let's just go on. Well, it's only interesting to, I don't know, a kind of sadistic mind, I suppose, this diplomacy. Now, look, the Palestinians have been threatening to go to the UN in September and get the General Assembly to declare them a state. Whoops. Well, we'll leave on that.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, because I guess it's Barry Sammies, and our telephone number is 1-877. Let's see, 1-877. 1-877-24-LIBERTY, 1-877-24-LIBERTY, if you have a question for Barry. But right now, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your PayPal button.
Well, I'm going to do your CDs as well. I think they're very, very pretty and worthy of having. I'm very honored that Radio Liberty, or Dr. Stan Monteith, whosever idea it was, put out a 4-CD set called of Mind, me with Dr. Stan discussing the return of the Giants. Now, amazingly, somehow I got 4 hours worth of interviews of this. Israel underwent something supernatural, I think. I never reached a conclusion about why, but from 1988 to 1999, that country went through a UFO wave like no other country, and its neighbors didn't. UFOs tend to cross borders, especially in a place as small as Israel. For some reason, Israel was getting bombarded with them. Now, Return of the Giants is based on my book, Return of the Giants. That I'll tell you how to get. And then Dr. Stan will tell you how to get the CD set. Return of the Giants, like all my books, is at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get there, there's a search box. Either write in Return of the Giants or my name. Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish, and you'll get to my books. Return of the Giants, by the way, is in color or black and white. Color is expensive. Black and white is not. And getting it downloaded to your computer is like $5. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button on the bottom. And times are tough. And I really appreciate any contribution, and I send you, well, not the Return of the Giants of Radio Liberty, but I send you a nice package of CDs anyways. And, well, Dr. Stan, you tell people, you can get them through me. You know what? You can get them through me. Dr. Stan has sent me a package, and if you write me, I'll make sure you get them.
Okay, very good. And so our guest is Barry Chamish.
Did I cover it?
You covered it very well. You go ahead and what is the next item you wanted to cover?
Oh, it goes on and on. But you know all the fuss that the Palestinians are going to go to the UN in September, and they're going to be declared a state. You're well aware of that.
Oh, sure, but of course the thing is that we're seeing the world for them to have a state.
It's not going to happen.
Basically, the Palestinians would be far better off, you know, to be part of Israel than to have their own separate state.
They're not going to get their state.
Right.
There's been a change, all right? A lot of people don't understand this change, but behind the scenes, lots of people have been at work at the United Nations to put this thing off. Now, first of all, I never heard of this before, that it has to get support from the Security Council. I never heard that a General Assembly vote has to have the support of the Security Council. But that's what they're saying. And the Security Council, led by the United States, is not going to allow this to happen. Well, for one obvious reason, they'll lose control of the peace discussions if there's a Palestine without the United States. But however it's happening, they don't want this thing to go through. They don't want Palestine declared a state by the nations of the General Assembly, and they're going to change it now. The old resolution, you are a state, is now apparently going to be, you Palestinians have the right to a state, which is meaningless. I mean, okay, that's something we've never said before, but it's pretty meaningful if you understand the difference between a state and a right to a state. Apparently, this is the way it's going to turn out.
Okay, fine. So the Palestinians are not going to get their state, and because basically all of this, everything going on over there, is simply political theater. And the Palestinians, the PLO is joined with Hamas, and Hamas is moving its headquarters to Egypt, and all of these things going on over there. But in the final analysis, it's not going to solve the problem. Somebody recently, well, I was reading, said, oh my goodness, what we ought to do is tear down that terrible wall between Israel and the Palestinians. You can't tear down the wall. If you did, the terrorists would be in there just totally disrupting Israel. The wall has given Israel a certain sense of security. But there are people who always are agitating over there, and the United States is funding Israel, the United States is funding the PLO, and they're giving, training their military, giving their military weapons. Those weapons one day will be used against Israel. Why would you do something that stupid unintentionally? They're not stupid at all, ladies and gentlemen. They want turmoil and strife. When you understand that, it all makes sense. But go ahead, Barry.
Well, you know, they're getting it to the Sinai. When Egypt had control, well, they still do on paper, but they're kind of busy at home right now. The Sinai is got a war of tribes. And for those who don't know, the Sinai doesn't have a lot of people in it, maybe 60,000. It may have risen because of Sharm el-Sheikh become a tourist area, but it's not very many people, and apparently they're at each other's throats. The sign is, Israelis are told not to go near the place. It's just become Wild West in the Sinai.
Now, these are Bedouin tribes there,
yep.
Or what?
Okay. They sure are.
Okay.
And whatever they're fighting for, probably smuggling routes or somebody's wife. I mean, who knows what Bedouin tribes get ticked off about, but apparently one of the consequences of the Arab Spring has been to turn the Sinai into a cowboy movie, a really dangerous place. And by the way, it's just, you were right, I don't know if you meant this, Hamas isn't moving to Egypt officially. But apparently there are 400 Hamas fighters in the Sinai helping things out. Again, these are reports. I wasn't there, but I'm a pretty good filterer, and I think that information is accurate, that the Sinai is being stirred up in no small part with Hamas, pushing people to violence.
But I think that what everything over there is beginning to fall apart. I mean, there's unrest, you know, in all the countries there along the Persian Gulf, and there's unrest in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, although they're suppressing it. But there's unrest in Jordan, there's unrest in Lebanon, there's unrest in Syria. There's certainly unrest in all the Stan countries, of Turkmenistan and certainly Turkey. Now, as Chris has moved from the secular pro-Israeli position to anti-Israel. But go right ahead. This is a seething cauldron of unrest, and one of these days it's going to break into, I believe, of course, it's going to unite, and there's going to be a Muslim empire over there that is going to challenge the United States, and it doesn't make any sense.
I think you're a little too disunited to challenge anybody right now.
Well, right now, but just give them a couple of years as the Muslim Brotherhood takes over that area. Go right ahead.
Well, just hope they don't get too technological about this. Right now, they're a beatable army, all of them combined. But, you know, Iran is apparently going nuclear very, very soon. That should throw a monkey into the wrench, you know, that a nuclear Iran will change. A lot of blocks in the Middle East are going to change with that. But look what Israel is doing. Look, I have my point of view, and one is that that Jews are supposedly on the same team. But the fact of the matter is, the Israeli government is against the Jews. And they did, and I mean all Jews, I don't mean from the territories of Tel Aviv, I mean for the security of the country. What the government is up to is shocking. Now, the latest, well, I wouldn't call it massacre because no one died. A lot of people ended up in the hospital. And I'm going to tell you the punchline. It's a beauty. Now, there's a place called Alei Ayin. It's near Shiloh in Judea. No, Samaria, I'm sorry. And, well, for some reason, remember, Ehud Barak is the defense minister. He gave the decision to evict, what was it, three buildings. They came in force. They forced the army threw grenades into a Jewish home, hurled blunt objects at them, razed the home, razed two barns, destroyed any car that was blocking their way, until neighbors arrived to try and prevent this outrage. And then real clashes broke out. Six border guards were taken to a hospital, five residents, three with serious head wounds. These are Jews fighting each other over what? Over one house? One little house? Now, look, the chairman of the local residents committee had the stupidest analysis of what just happened. Get this. Barak is jealous of the ovations Netanyahu received in Washington, so he decided that he can get everyone to remember him by harming the Aisha settlements. That's his analysis. What is he, nuts? Netanyahu is the prime minister. Netanyahu backed this decision. I don't know why people don't understand. They always blame Barak. It was always Barak's fault. Netanyahu had, as the Prime Minister of Israel, have given the okay for this demolition and this riot. It's a very complicated thing with Netanyahu, and maybe even worth a whole show someday. He is not what he appears to be. He's a lot better than, Peres or Barak. He's better than them, certainly at appearances.
What you're basically saying is Netanyahu, who has a great press, appears to be very much pro-Israel, but he's really not. He's an agent of the internationalists, the globalists. He's playing his part. He's playing it very well. But there are people at the highest level of the Israeli government working in concert with people at the highest level of the American government who are intent upon destroying Israel. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, go right
ahead. Go on with this thing. Let's not get lost on this thing, or we will. Let's just stick with this attack on one house and two barns in Alei Ayin. And I wouldn't call them barns. Shacks would be a better term. There was a consequence that is really, this better not get too out of hand. Because the district police commissioner, away from the site of this house raising, a firebomb was thrown into his car and it blew up and ended up in flames. And when you start attacking, and this, of course, the reports are that youths were seen doing this. The point is, in a way, this should have happened in 93 when Oslo changed the country around. But if it starts now and it becomes a trend, then you're really going to have something close to civil insurrection in Israel.
Now, basically, is this gentleman then partly responsible for the eviction of the Jews?
Of course he is.
Okay,
fine.
So, and so basically then, because the Jews are furious with one of their own leaders, and they flow a Molotov cocktail at him.
No, it was a policeman.
Hopefully, okay.
He was the head of the local police.
Okay, fine.
No, there was a legitimate reason for being mad at him. But it's not like this is the first time. But this is the first time I can recall the police are reportedly taking this incident very gravely. I'll bet they are. Look, I'm not one to advocate any sort of violence, actually, but what was done to the settlers, one family, one house, the what they were put through by this guy, and not to have a reaction like this, I'm amazed this hasn't happened before.
Well, this is a prelude to, I think, probably a lot more violence is going to be over there. Acts of violence against the government by the inflamed and furious people. Go ahead.
Well, I'd say against the police. Look, I could never figure this. The most patriotic Israelis, literally, they joined the army, they joined the fighting branches. They're the settlers. They're the ones that are under attack from the very army that they serve in. I have never understood how this country has withstood the social pressure of betraying its own people.
Well, that is because the people who lead the army are on the other side, not because the army is betraying the people, but because they're following the leaders, the direction given to them by their leaders. That's the unfortunate thing. But that's the truth with any army. That's why I was never a very good soldier. I didn't like taking orders blindly without being able to question them, and yet you can't have an army where you say, well, I don't want to do it. And yet, of course, what do you have to have? Leadership you can trust, and I don't believe that you can trust the leadership of Israel today any more than I believe you can trust our own leadership, at least the invisible leaders who control our visible government. Go right ahead, Barry.
How much time do we have?
You have 3 minutes.
Oh, then I'll just end with a good...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Any decade. Illuminati, part one, four CDs, part two, four CDs, everything you ever needed to know about the Illuminati. It's an excellent four CD set. We have, of course, another new four CD set on the origin of the chronic fatigue syndrome. We have a new DVD. It's called The Dark Secret. Before now, we've had The Dark Secret on CD, ROM, but now it's available on a DVD. And so this and so many more things are available from Radio Liberty. We're constantly coming up with new information which we want you to get and turn out. We basically have a great 10-DVD set called The Final Countdown. What's it all about? Well, it's about the prophecies that are coming to pass today. It's Pastor Billy Crone. We think he does a great, great job on this. And actually, we have a four CD set. If you just don't want to watch the DVDs, but the DVDs are excellent because they got a lot of great footage of other things that corroborate what Pastor Billy is talking about. We have taken the first five of the 10 talks there and put them into a CD set called The Final Countdown. The CDs are available from Radio Liberty. You can get the 10-DVD set, part one, part two, or both together. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we could sure use your help. We need to maintain our network of certainly over 60 outlets every single week. And, of course, we need to expand that because I find that wherever our programs are heard, people's attitudes begin to change. And we're reaching important people in this country and throughout the world, getting them looking behind the scenes, coming to realize that reality is usually scoffed at, but illusion is usually king. And trying to get them to understand that there are people working behind the scenes who are manipulating our nation. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. And that, of course, takes us into my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the DVD. You can get the book. You need to get the information. You need to understand what motivates these people who are so intent upon betraying our nation and bringing about the world government, the subversive organizations which works at the highest levels of our government, sending our boys overseas to die in no-win war. I mean, why do you think we need almost 246,000 people in Afghanistan to fight an army of between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda? What's wrong with this picture? If you want to know the background, you can listen to our programs. And then, of course, why did we, all during the Vietnam War, finance the Soviets, who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys? And why during World War II were American corporations, 100 of them, working in Germany, building the weapons of war that were used to kill the American boys in Normandy and at the Battle of the Bulge and elsewhere? Books which cover that, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Trading with the Enemy. These three books are available from Radio Liberty. If you ask for it, we'll send you a copy of the letter I found among Colonel House's papers from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, saying, why are 100 American corporations building the weapons for Adolf Hitler, for the Germans? Ambassador Dodd didn't understand, but you will understand. The best enemy money can buy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know more. It is the 6th of June. You're in the right place today. Boy, are you. We are going to be talking about the death of RFK. Why? Not that it hasn't been talked about enough, but perhaps it hasn't been talked about in the right way. Massimo Mazzucco, who joined us last week to talk about the new American century, will be joining us, and I got to tell you, I think he's got the answer. I was amazed at watching the documentary, and we're going to play you some audio from it so that you can see for yourself. So he'll be joining us in the third hour today. And, of course, our own Bob Chapman will be joining us at 8 a.m. Central Time in the second hour, so stay tuned for Bob Chapman. He always inspires us with more of what's really going on, not what they want you to think is going on. So stay tuned for Bob Chapman also. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you did something good for yourself. And hope you enjoyed every single minute. Every single minute. Well, we're going to be talking about more on the health front today because it needs to be talked about. We need to constantly reinforce the idea that changing your diet one little bit at a time, changing how you function one little bit, be that exercise or, well, how you think, makes a huge difference. Also, how you allow them to influence your life, and I'm talking about the smart meters. We have a story on smart meters, also a way that they say you can say no to a smart meter. Smart meter being that Wi-Fi meter that they put on your house so they can read how much electricity you've used from, you know, however far away from